You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, the Supreme Court has made a judgment on lowering New Zealand's legal voting age. The court has accepted the claims made by members of the Make It 16 campaign that the current voting age limit of 18 is inconsistent with Section 19 of the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. Essentially, preventing 16 and 17-year-olds from voting discriminates against them on the basis of their age. The court also accepted that this inconsistency has not been justified. While that doesn't mean that the age limit cannot be justified, the New Zealand Bill of Rights, so the declarations of inconsistency within the New Zealand Bill of Rights, means legislation can be found to be inconsistent with the Bill of Rights itself. The decision effectively means Parliament now has to defend the 18 age limit if it wants to keep it, essentially. Now, I spoke to Dr. Nick Munn from the University of Waikato on this matter to really kind of clear up some of the confusion which surrounds the Supreme Court's judgment. And I started off by getting his thoughts on this. Here he is now.
I think it's a really good decision. I'm glad that they made it. And I think that it's quite encouraging as someone who's been arguing for a lower voting age for a while to see the Labour government take on board the decision of the court and, rather than simply opening the matter up for debate, introduce a bill to lower the voting age. Even though they don't necessarily think they'll be able to get the 75% of votes required to make it pass, they're still doing it. So that's really positive for the possibility of eventually actually having 16 and 17-year-olds able to vote here.
There are arguments on both sides of the coin in terms of whether or not it is justified to let 16/17-year-olds vote. Obviously, these range from, you know, they don't pay tax, so they shouldn't vote, or they're too young or too inexperienced. What are your thoughts on these criticisms, and are they valid?
I don't think that there are any very good arguments against it, but of the ones that you just mentioned, so I think it's just wrong to say that young people don't pay tax, not least because if they're ever purchasing anything for themselves, they're paying GST, but also because large numbers of 16 and 17-year-olds are already working. And so for anyone who's working, they're paying tax. For anyone who's not, they're paying tax via GST on basically anything they ever spend money on. So in that instance, it's just kind of misguided to try and claim that this group don't pay tax, in the same way that it would be misguided to point to, say, beneficiaries and try to claim that they don't pay tax. Right? They still, in each case, obviously do. As for the other arguments, it's tempting to worry that young people, maybe they're inexperienced, maybe they don't know enough about how to vote, or maybe you worry that they lack maturity, something like this. And there's a quite simple response to all of this, I think, which is that we don't actually judge adults with regards to their maturity or their knowledge or their competence. We just let any and all adults vote simply because they're over the age of 18. So if you then turn around and say, well, we're going to exclude young people because they don't know enough, or they're not experienced enough, or whatever, they're not mature enough. Why are we holding these young people to the standard and not holding adults to the standard? I think we should be consistent here and only use these kind of arguments as reasons to exclude people if we're willing to apply them to anyone that would be targeted by them. So I'm sure you can imagine or think of people you know who are 30, 40, 50 and are wildly mature or don't care at all about politics or have, you know, actively, deliberately insane views. They're all perfectly entitled to vote. So again, it just kind of feels as though these arguments are trying to appeal to something about voting which we don't care about for the people who we do let vote.
a very good argument for lowering the voting age, as it could improve voter turnout. Voting from a young age increases the likelihood people will become regular voters and get more involved with politics in general.
I think that the benefits would very clearly outweigh it, and you've touched on quite a lot of them. So there's a constant argument that young people don't vote enough, right? So voter turnout amongst the 18 to 24 or 25, wherever you're measuring it to, age group is very low. And if we look at other countries that have lowered the voting age to 16, so a place like Austria, which has had, I think, four, maybe five electoral cycles now with a voting age of 16, what you see is that the turnout in that age group, which is now 16 to, say, 24, has increased. And it looks as though the reason that's happened is because when you let people vote at a younger age, they just get into the habit of it while they're still in a safe, secure environment. Most 16-year-olds are living at home compared to, say, 18 or 19-year-olds are at university, or they've moved away, or they're, you know, out in the workforce or something. And so when you let these younger people vote, they do so, and having done so, they'll just keep on voting. And that gives you this increased voter turnout, which parties from across the political spectrum will all say is desirable, right? Everyone wants more citizens to vote. So it looks like we have some evidence that lowering the voting age is a way to increase turnout overall, and particularly amongst this group that traditionally don't vote much.
Well, those are the main questions I had, Nick. Is there anything else that you'd like to bring up?
I think it is quite a hard point to make, but one thing which is worth mentioning is that I don't necessarily think that there's a worry people have, particularly if you lean right-wing, you might be worried that introducing 16 and 17-year-olds to the franchise will increase the vote to the left, right? And I don't necessarily think that that's going to be true, because we've got plenty of evidence that plenty of young people also have kind of right or right of centre views. The young Nats exist, just like young Labour exists. They're both entities that happen, right? So you don't necessarily have to worry about that so much. And I think that overall, any worries of this kind would be overwhelmed by the benefits we could get by teaching young people about politics from an earlier age, trying to get them invested, trying to get them to care about how to make Aotearoa and the world better in the future. And whether having done that learning, these young people decide that they want to vote left or they want to vote right, it's much more important that they're voting than it is how they vote.
That was Dr. Nick Munn from the University of Waikato speaking about justifying lowering the voting age.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.